All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Might be raining outside. It's nothing but sunshines and rainbows here in the studio. The Usual Suspects from 1 to 4. Everybody's present and accounted for. Just can't wait for this show.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm tired of it already.
You're tired of the show and it just started?
I'm tired of you.
You're tired of me?
Yeah, because you're going to go right. You just.
What have I done to you, Joel?
You know exactly what you've done. And you're,
what did I do?
You're looking to start the show with it, so it just starts off on a complete.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do.
I don't. Would you care to enlighten everyone?
I do. You bought some shoes in the 90s, and now you're trying to return them. They're like 20 years old. How old are these shoes? You're trying to return five-year-old shoes.
This is so funny to me.
10-year-old
shoes. Obviously it is.
He's so mad. Barry's the one who started this, by the way.
But since I am a shoe connoisseur, and I have a ton of shoes. And
you do have a lot of shoes.
El Jefe and other people can attest. Travis Johnson, another one. I buy shoes, and I keep them in the original box, and then I store them. And sometimes I wear them and sometimes I save them because they're limited editions. And I pulled out a pair of old Air Force Max, the old Charles Barkleys. I bought them about probably 3 years ago and pulled them out of the box, brand new, still got in the paper, still got the shoe tree, whatever those little shoe trees in them and everything like that. Go to put them on today, going to break them out. And I've said this before on the show, when you buy Nike shoes that have the foam cushioning, the foam will disintegrate no matter where you store it. And put them on, started walking to the car and looked down and realized that the foam was already cracking and that it was starting to come apart. So I was like, that doesn't seem right. So I called Nike to see if they could do anything for me. That's exactly where this went, and this is how we are now opening.
And while you were on the phone, Barry's like making just completely.
Yeah, because he's really helping me. I'm talking to a customer service guy who's trying to look the shoe up, and
he's like,
he looks up my Nike account because I have one.
He's like, hey, Austin, so I bought these shoes back in 1974, and they're falling apart. You're not helping, Barry. Can I return these? He's like, what? When did you buy them? 1974. Like, I can't believe you're trying to return shoes you bought 4 years ago, though. 2013.
So they were bought in 2014, even though they came out in 2013.
It doesn't.
Forget the details as long as the story goes your way and you can get it on the air, because you screwed up all the details. But we're going to continue to bring it up and we're going to continue to go over it.
So bad.
I get tired of it. So, yes. And I've done it a million times before. And the guys that I play basketball with
returned 3-year-old shoes?
Companies, if they're not worn, if there's no worn to wear and tear to them, and you send them back, Nike is one of the best ones about it. When you report it online, they send you a FedEx slip. You send them
What's the oldest
and you
shoes you've returned?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever gone back and had to do this. But I can tell you that my friends that play basketball with me on Saturdays have had shoes when the air pops or you have something, and they would just throw them away. And I said, no, you can call Nike. You can send those back. And the guys appreciated the fact that they've all gotten vouchers for like $175 to $200 to get new shoes online.
I can't believe, though, that you've had shoes in a box for 3 years and they'll take them back.
I got lots of them.
That's insane.
I got Air Jordans. I have lots of them. And
so I bought these Chucks in 1956, and they just say Uck Ayler on them. And I'm trying to get my money. Do you think they would take? Because Nike bought Chucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder if you could get those back.
I'll sure try for you.
I just think that's crazy.
I'll try hard too. I mean, I will really put forth a lot of effort.
I think it's crazy that they will take that. I'd be like, no, dude, those are like 3 years old. No way, we're taking those back.
Just let me know when you guys are done.
I'm done.
Why do you keep lumping me in this? Like I'm the one who started.
Because you were
it.
Cackling away. You were. When he was interrupting my phone call.
So did you get? Are you going to get to return him?
He's going to call me back.
He's
going to
let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. I hope.
If it was over 2 years, I thought you said it was over 2 years. You couldn't.
But because they were purchased through Nike, not at a retailer, that they will consider it.
So you're going to have to ship them back, though.
Yeah, they. But I don't. And then they look at them. I don't have to pay for that. They email you a packing slip and you just tape it to the box. You send them back, and I have the original box. They sit in the original shoe box.
Hmm. Well, you'll have to update us and let us know how it goes.
I can't wait because it'll be more compelling radio.
713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys want to join us on the show today and chime in on how long you've had shoes before you send them back or any sports-related or other related issues that you have on your plate, 713-780-ESPN. That's the HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, or, of course, you can hit us up on Twitter. There, I've gotten that in. What else you guys want to cover in your first segment?
I don't know. What are you? What you up to?
Oh my God! Just move on, Barry.
I just said, what are you up to? That's all. I just
136 degrees. So whatever you guys want to talk about, just let me know.
Good. How about those Astros? No.
Talked about them yesterday while the game was going down. But yeah, the one thing that I was pleased about was I was scanning the dial last night and I was watching Rangers Rays and saw Tampa Bay give up a run in the seventh, thought it was over, went to bed, and was pleasantly surprised when I woke up this morning. The Rangers are now full 12 games out because they blew that one and lost 7-5.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. So they're coming in 12 back. Yeah, they sure are. They're coming in 12 back. Or yep. I guess they're not coming in. The Astros are going there, correct?
Yep, Astros.
It's on the road.
Tomorrow night with Keuchel.
I dig it. So, yeah, I'm liking this. This is going to be good. So they're traveling today? They're off today?
Off day today
yep.
for both teams. So the okay. Rangers and the Astros are both off to set up the big weekend series. I mean, the thing that I've gotten more and more tired of is, and several people were tweeting about it last night, everybody's complaining about the Astros in the playoffs and their pitching and what could go wrong. Instead of just worrying about that, there's plenty of time. Before the trade deadline, we're not even to the All-Star break, and everybody's all, yeah, but the pitching sucks, or the starting pitching's not good enough. And they're ripping on, you know, they're ripping Bregman, they're ripping the left-handers in the pen, and of course it all starts with the starting pitching. And it's like, people, it's just kind of like what we said with the Rockets, too. Enjoy the run while you have the best record in baseball, and then wait for the appropriate time. You don't think Jeff Luhnow's not looking at everything and knowing that he probably could use an extra starting pitcher and maybe an extra arm in the pen, but I'm sure he's looking at things. It's just that there's no rush. But people are freaking out.
Well, I wrote my weekly article for Houston Sports and stuff, and I started looking into it because our conversation yesterday, you know, you said you were a bit disappointed in the bullpen and the starting pitching's been the surprise. And I was seeing some people even on Facebook were making comments about hopefully that their pitching can catch up with their hitting. And I think people, just because they're doing so well as of late, you know, at bat, that I think people kind of forgot that the starting pitching is what was carrying this team for a while. I feel like the hitting is now, just now, catching up to the pitching. So I went through and I started looking at statistically where these guys rank both offensively and on the mound. And you'd be surprised. So I'll just read you like the category and where they rank, first of all, offensively, runs. And this is for the MLB. All right.
Oh, let the record show. I already read the article, but yes, please.
Well, I don't know that everyone else
read
it. I
know, because they're not as savvy when they see that you tweeted it.
Runs third. They're tied for second in home runs, third in total bases, second in average, second in OPS, and they're 29th in strikeouts. And that, to me, is one of the most telling things. And we've talked about it before, how this team doesn't strike out like they used to. They're 29th out of 30 teams in strikeouts. They strike out, I forget who the last team was. It might have been the Red Sox or somebody like that, but this is a team that gets, you know, at least makes contact with the ball, which is great. On the mound, it's actually better than the runs that they're producing. They're first in wins, first in losses, second in ERA, second in saves, and that's where, you know, yesterday you were mentioning the bullpen. They're second in saves and they're 21st in blown saves. So they're not even – they've only blown six saves all year. That bullpen isn't getting the credit, I don't think, that it should be. They're second in strikeouts per nine innings. They're first in batting average against, and they're first in tied for first in shutouts with five. So this team, this pitching has been really good. One of the best staffs from beginning to end in the majors. And I think the hitting is now catching up with it. So that's the good news. So, yeah, they're going to go out and they're going to add an arm. They might add another lefty in the bullpen, a left-handed specialist, which I think is great. They might go to the Pirates to get both of those. But, yeah, this is a team that I think is pretty solid all the way around.
Tony Sipp is still number one in my personal book in screwing things up when he gets the opportunity. And right behind him in terms of my worry factor would be Ken Giles. I think he's second in the American League in scaring the hell out of me when he comes into games. But other than that, I mean, I'm all around good with the entire team. I just see people that are on a ledge going, well, how are they going to beat the Nationals or the Indians or the Red Sox? Well, win your division and enjoy the ride and let the guys that are being paid big money to handle personnel moves have a little time to settle in. But it could be worse. You could be the Rangers. You could be 12 out and scrapping and clawing, trying to stay in this thing.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got plenty to get to. Marcus is on hold. We'll get to him. But if you want to chime in, HRNP listener line, 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we're back, Nick, Barry, Joel, and people that are desperate to get back in when they've been sent out because of the fact that they don't know how to behave correctly.
Yeah, Dylan said, will you please unblock my number on y'all's phone for the show? I text every day, and I texted yesterday and got all mad, and you got all mad and blocked my ass. I'm one of y'all's loyal listeners. But how can you, like, if you're being a dick, why would we... Like, I don't want to have to filter through those two. There's already just bad text in general. And then we got to filter through you being a dick to either me or Joel or both or Nick. Nick is okay. I'll allow those. You can be mean to Nick. That's fine. He doesn't count. But, no, we'll see. I don't know. Should we unblock it, Joel? Should we let it through?
Well, I mean, you could put him on probation, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to remember this number.
Yeah, you can put it on probation. I'm gonna
remember this.
And if he screws up again, bye, and don't come begging back for more. Then
okay,
you know how to behave correctly.
I'll find it. All right, Dylan. I'm gonna unblock you. I gotta block this other guy. He was being a jerk to me. He said hurtful things that made me sad. It's not you, Dylan. Somebody else.
El Jefe.
Uh oh.
Thank you very much. That's all I can say. El Jefe was successive. Successive tweets that say, I usually wait at least a year from the release day when I buy a pair to wear them. Sometimes I forget I even bought them. I did have a pair of the pennies when I brought them out a year later to wear them. I noticed the air unit was flat, called Nike, sent me that shipping certificate, sent me a voucher for the price of the shoes, valid at Nike.com. That's what I'm talking about. And I've hooked up my friends on that, got them onto that thing, and now they've all sent back basketball shoes that have had some kind of technical issue with the shoe falling apart. They all got vouchers for like $200. So there's a lot of happy guys out there.
Yeah, I love our listeners, though. They're all like, there's one, Joel's the kind of guy that returns a loaf of bread after eating two slices.
Three
slices. Yep. Joel's the guy that eats all but two bites of steak and sends it back. Joel's the guy that takes poop-filled diapers back to Walmart claiming he bought them that way.
And gets a case.
My favorite, though, was, I saw El Jefe's tweet about the shoes. But then Somebody said, Barry, I have a Texans Johnny Manziel jersey I'd like to return. Sincerely, Aggie fan.
New nameplate will be in the mail.
Ah, that's good stuff. Oh, and Jacob also said, I have a Texans varsity jacket I'd like to return. Sincerely, JJ Watt. That's pretty good, you guys. I'm proud of you. It's pretty good.
Yeah, me too. Marcus wants to get in here. What's up, Marcus?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up,
hey, man? Joe, man, you're 100% right, bro. Like, Barry, you must have grew up privileged, so I kind of understand it a little bit. I don't know if Joe did or not, but Joe obviously hip to the game. If you got a defective product, I don't care how long ago you bought it. If you're using it one time and the stuff starts falling apart, you don't want your money back. You don't want to feel like, man, and he's not even asked for his money back. He's getting a voucher to go buy something else. So Nike makes billions of dollars. They like, man, I'll give you another $100. You bought these 3 years ago. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? You're a loyal customer. You're going to keep coming back to us. So why not?
Marcus, that hold on. Marcus, there's a flaw in your logic. You just said that I must be privileged. I'm not the one that's got a stockpile of shoes. If I buy a pair of shoes, I have to wear them. I don't have the money to just buy shoes and set them aside.
People collect
so that they can fall apart.
You must have grew up privileged. There's a difference. If he's not privileged anymore, he might got money now. I said, I don't know. Maybe he just hit to the game. But, I mean, when you grow up broke, you learn how to do stuff like that because you don't want your shoes falling apart after you wore them two times.
No question,
I'm with
man.
You on that. I'm just saying 3 years later, that just seems kind of crazy. If I was Nike, I'd be like, what? 3 years you let them sit?
Marcus, I'm with you on it because they want you loyal to them. And at the same time, people collect a lot of things. And people that listen to the show know I've collected shoes over the years. And a lot of people do it. And when you collect them, sometimes you don't wear them right away and you save them. And when you bust them out, if you've never worn them before, you expect that even though you might have bought them a couple years ago, as long as you haven't put wear and tear on them, there's no reason why they shouldn't still be the way they were when you bought them.
Yeah, no, I feel that. And last point, even though, you know, like, even though it's been 3 years, Barry, one thing, if you collecting them, though, this not even about privilege, nothing, but if you collecting them, you know what I'm saying, it's supposed to be, a very, very high-quality item. And when they fall apart one time, like, that you're not even getting your money's worth off of it. But that's it, guys. Y'all have a good show.
Hey, appreciate the call, Marcus. But see, that's the thing, though. If you're buying shoes to collect them, why, you shouldn't be wearing them, right? Like, you got on me because I wore my Space Jams.
No, I didn't. But get I decided you. I that you if you were going to wear them for basketball because they're going to get scuffed up.
Well, no, that'll hurt my pinky toe.
That too.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to wear them. Like, I don't want to wait. I can't believe you would wait 3 years. But I guess you have so many shoes.
No, I mean, and the thing is, it depends.
Like a
there's
Mel DeMarco's.
Shoes that I'm going to buy and I'm going to wear them right away. But if you get a limited edition Jordan, I mean, you have the Space Jams, but if you have a limited edition Jordan. I want to get them before they run out, and I can't get them. But then I may not bust them out right away, or you bust them out for a special occasion, or you're happy you got them. It's like collecting cards or people that collect a lot of different things. And as long as you got them in the box and they're brand new and you keep them in the closet, then you figure the first time you put them on your feet, they should probably still be at a top quality. And Nike's really – and to Marcus's point, I was raised without anything. And so my mom taught me at a young age, hey, if you spent your hard-earned money on something and something's not right about it, don't be too proud to go back and take that thing back. And the companies that do their customer service right are going to make sure they do it right.
I don't know who made this point, but they said when you grow up broke, you don't buy Air Jordans. That's a great point.
Right, and I didn't buy them when I was a kid, but I bought them now.
All texting, no tweeting said, is Joel stockpiling basketball shoes for a nuclear winter? You do have a lot, but that's because you got a hookup at Nike, right?
Well, I mean, it's for a lot of reasons. I mean, I've collected them over the years, and I've had people at Nike, sure.
Okay.
But they're good about – I mean, they also do great. If you're registered with them, you can be part of you can register and have an account at Nike just as a shoe aficionado, and they'll go right and see – they can look up your past purchases. They can look it up and say, yeah, legit, you bought it through us, so we can – we'll definitely send you a
I'm stockpiling skinny jeans. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call 3 years from now. Like, the zipper's falling apart. They'll be like, sir, how fat are you now? Like, I'm pretty fat. Oh, well, that's probably why.
I'm sure the return on the investment there will be good.
But I buy the stretchy skinny jeans. I'm not dumb. You're not just going to get me in the regular old jeans that I can't, when I get fat, I can't fit in anymore. Dude, I got the stretchy ones. I'm telling you, stretchy waistband jeans is the best thing ever invented. Because then you wear them, and when you go out to eat, like we did, what was it, 2 nights ago? And you eat all that steak, You don't even feel fat because your jeans just move with you. They stretch with you. That's the perfect pair of jeans.
I can assure you that
I should have wore sweatpants.
The first segment motivated me to emulate my friend Mr. Met, but I will not do that. But we will talk about Mr. Met and the fact that at least one of them may be looking for a new line of work. But we've got plenty more to get to, including game one of the NBA Finals. Tim Legler will join us at 2:15. Tim Legler of ESPN. So if you have any questions for Legs, give us a tweet or a text and let us know, as we'll be talking to him and getting a preview of the Cavs and the Warriors that finally gets underway with game one tonight out in the Bay Area. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. And she's the dollar, but
it broke his heart. ESPN 97.5. I assume you knew. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So Shoegate is on. We might as well continue this for 3 hours.
Oh, do Mark, we have to?
Mark says that... he knows what I'm saying because he's breaking out his Space Jams in July for a trip to the Bahamas, one time only. And I told him, inspect them before you wreck them, because if they're wrecked on the first wear, send them back. Just telling you.
I mean, the fact that you have a rhyme for it, inspect them before you wreck them, that means you've been doing this for a while. No, I mean, you've been returning
just,
stuff.
That also just popped into my head. But if you guys want to, of course, try and figure out how that calculates to how long I've been doing this and that I have a system in place, well, then I'll take credit for being that smart. KG. I'll refer to it as KG.
Joe's very salty today.
Well, you made him salty.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
You. Oh, it's my fault?
It's only your fault, not me at all. Like, I'm not a part of this at all.
Ugh. You're such a sellout.
You are Switzerland.
You're such a sellout.
Because I laughed?
Yeah, be a man, Nick.
All right, you're right.
Be a man.
I did
kind of. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Nick, you're not Switzerland because you laughed. You're Switzerland because you take no blame.
I don't. Why should I take blame for stuff that I didn't do? I don't like that. I like good credit, not bad credit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Raheel came in at the break. He's totally with me, too. He says he does the same exact thing. So for those of us like El Jefe, Raheel, and others, that when we collect the shoes, these things happen.
That's what I said. When you added him on Twitter, I was like, you're the guy who's going to form some like shoe dork Voltron where everyone's got like a shoe for a foot or something, a hand, and go running out of here. I don't know. I'm down with shoes, but I'm not saving my shoes. I'm wearing them. I just bought some Stan Smith, though. I was pissed. They came with a cut in the leather from Jimmy Jazz. I had to send them back, but I didn't wait 3 years. I'm sending them. Those were last week.
So El Jefe also said his point in doing what he does when he saves them, too, is the fact that he gets them before they run out, but then he lets everybody else wear them right away and junk them up, and then he breaks them out over a year later because then his are still fresh and clean, and everybody's already looks like they're trash.
KG.
That's what I used.
KG.
Yep.
I like it. All right.
Wanna
I've deleted... No, but we are. Are we going to do a spelling bee today?
Yeah.
I think we should. I think we should have a. Because today's the national spelling bee, right? How long does it last? Is it just today?
It lasts until there's nobody left.
Until
but
there's
one.
Nobody left.
It wasn't last year there was like a tie. Or
but
there
does
was,
it extend over 24? Like, does it extend over a day?
I'm pretty sure last year there were two people and they couldn't get either kid to miss one.
Okay.
And it was going
they
on.
Ran out of
I
words?
I don't know how.
Let's get it. Those kids are never getting laid.
But, man, it went.
Ever.
But the band is going to be better because of it. Because they probably both play instruments in the band when they're not
That's,
spelling words.
Man, if you win the spelling bee, you're probably going to be a virgin until you're 50.
Be a good speller. Just don't
V-I-R-G-I-N,
do it on TV.
V-I-R-G-I-N. Virgin.
You're also probably getting your college either paid for.
Oh, or
you're
no
going,
doubt.
Or you're going to Harvard at the age of like 14.
You'll be rich. You'll be a rich virgin. Then you can just buy ass. You just all that spelling bee money. Just buy an ass. I think we should, though. I think we should have a spelling bee. Me versus you, Joel.
Here we go. Another thing that we should do this on. I mean,
you're not feeling?
It's the whole world is the competition. But yeah, I mean. No.
You want me to try to outspell the callers? We've already proven they're smarter than me. I'm not like the CPO guys yesterday from the pool water. I'm not challenging.
Like using all these words.
Maybe they want to get in. Maybe they not. They want to prove that they're not one dimensional. They can break down the what is it? The what?
The origin?
No. The levels when you're checking the water, just like your hair, when you do the pH level. So if they want to
spell
prove
it.
That they're more than one dimensional, they can do more than pH balance. They can actually spell words.
I bet you can't spell pH.
pH.
Damn it.
Now, Trey, on the
this
other
guy's
hand,
good.
Might have issues.
Yeah. This guy's good. I don't know if I want to challenge Joel. He's over there spelling the fancy words like pH.
I'll tell you this. The one thing that was funny is we had the spelling bee on in the bullpen as we were getting ready for the show. Again, I tell you guys this all the time. Trey has that innate ability to go with something hilarious or intelligent, and within 5 minutes, he can make you forget about it and scratch your temple and go, what the hell was that? He had the best play-by-play as each kid came up on stage as
really
to what
was.
They look like, what their future job and occupation would be, all these different funny comments, and then he felt the pressure because we were laughing every time a new kid came up, and then he completely bombed on like two of them. We were like, yep.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right after you left. Right after you walked out.
Because he had – the first one, he's like, this kid looks like he'll ask you if you have games on your phone.
Hilarious.
Which is a great line. Yeah. This chick looks like she's going to grow up and be a guidance counselor. That was good, too.
And then the third one was this chick looks like she's the one that writes on her Converse Chuck Taylors.
Yes.
And all of them were spot on.
And he was on fire. Now, what did he do when I left?
Nick, I forget the first one, but even Tyler's yelling from the, like, you should have quit after the first three.
Because I didn't hear it. I didn't.
Oh, he completely crashed and burned after that. But he's an excellent speller.
Is he? Well.
No, he's not. Yeah, I've seen the podcast descriptions.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, when he tries to spell caller names.
Oh, that's true. Good point there.
I think he screwed up Nathan and a bunch of others.
He spelled his name with a lowercase T.
Clarence has always been Clarence.
Yeah, he spelled it Clarence, and that's what it's been ever since then, which we haven't heard from Clarence in a while. I hope our friend is okay.
If you're out there, Clarence, please feel free to check in and
just
give us at least...
Hi.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Let us know you're all right there, player.
Yeah, and, we like hearing from all the regular, usual suspects, as the case may be.
Here's a good question.
All right.
From the text line. Barry, I'm curious. Who would win in a fight between Nick from your show or Dale from John and Sean's show? That's a good question. Who would win in a fight between Nick and Dale?
My money is on Nick.
My money's on Nick, too, because he has a lot of repressed anger. Like, I think he was touched as a boy. I'm not sure.
Wow.
And it's not, he hasn't let it out yet.
I'm going to pull a Nick. I didn't say that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to say that.
Like, I feel like Nick, like, had that weird uncle that was like, no, this is just between us. So he's carrying that anger with him. And he's just like, as soon as he started fighting, he would be that dude that just screams when he punches. And start crying as he's fighting. And then just start calling Dale by his uncle's name. Right?
I do remember throwing punches like the way you just did, but not screaming like that.
No?
Oh, that wasn't your sound effect?
No.
Oh, that was solid.
Like you're crying and yelling, get off me, but you're backing up the whole time too, just windmilling.
Speaking of the devil.
Look, Dale comes in.
Dale's in here.
I feel like you would win because Dale doesn't have any suppressed anger. I think you do. That's why I think Nick would win.
There is no doubt in my mind that Nick is the modern version of Falling Down.
What?
Michael Douglas movie, Falling Down.
Those weird references.
I thought you just
again.
Meant he fell down.
No, like, Michael Douglas in the movie Falling Down is like this straight-laced, you know, like goes to work every day in a short sleeve dress shirt and a tie and has got his... like safety glass look on, you know, he looks like he's just the most straight laced, never going out of his own lane.
Yeah.
And then one day he's pushed too far. He gets stuck in traffic and gets really pissed off and just goes ballistic.
See, that's actually what I perceive you to be like, honestly, like someone that accumulates a whole bunch of anger and goes off. That doesn't
very
sound like
aggressive.
Joel Blank. That doesn't sound like Joel Blank at all. No. You're trying to tell me I'm the one with that reputation and not you.
No, first of all, reputation. I'm saying, first of all, I bet
you.
You
are the calm dude on this network for sure. Yeah. That's what you're known for.
Right.
Yeah. My penis.
I don't know why you're bringing your shortcomings to the plate, but I don't know what that has to do with anything. But I'm actually telling, I'm saying that you are the guy that comes to work every day and doesn't blow up or show any emotion. But if you were to fight Dell, I'd put my money on you for that reason. And I referenced the movie Falling Down.
Somebody said Dell works with Granato for 4 hours a day. There's definitely suppressed anger now. That could be true.
Don't leave Sean out of that equation.
Does the winner get Jong in the spelling bee? That was from Gilbert. That's racist. That's not nice, Gilbert. And then a lot of people were saying that they felt like Nick had won a spelling bee as a kid.
I promise you I wouldn't have won a spelling bee as a kid.
No.
I was a decent speller, but there's no way I would have won a spelling bee.
Are you are you going to be in the spelling bee, or are you just going to judge? Do you want me to test you?
I thought it was just y'all two, but I can. I'll play.
I don't know if Joel's going to do it.
I don't think Joel's going to do it either, especially when you open the show about his return policy.
Which people are still texting about that, by the way. We're moving
fantastic.
On.
That's why
we're
I moving love the text on. Lines. I'm going to go and scan each and every one of them and try to personally respond.
No, you are holding your own on Twitter, though. People are taking shots, and he's not having it. He is not having it.
But not falling down.
Well, Marcus, the guy that called, he like called almost... Like right
yeah,
after
that
Barry
nerve
was,
with Marcus.
Like from the very first segment, he wanted to defend Joel.
You leave Joel alone. He kept rushing in.
You were loving the guys coming to your defense on the what would you rather drink, pee in the pool water or the
doo-doo river
or
water?
The, yeah, or the brown river water. Because at least that's free flowing.
Oh, they made me. Well, yeah.
Till someone craps in the bottom and it sinks like an anchor and it stays there for days. Because that sounds like a fresh glass of Kool-Aid.
It gets hung up on a rock and it never moves downstream. Then that would be the end of my theory right there.
I mean, for the people that have houses along that river too, that I've seen that have like tree swings so they can swing out and dive into that water.
Ugh.
And then you see these guys floating. And some of the guys mistakenly, because they get a little too drunk, that they don't dip their dipstick below the water when they let it go.
Oh.
And you could just, oh, my God. Man, the stuff you see when we used to go, like I said, once a year, we'd float the river. You see more crap. There's no way. I would make sure I'd bounce off of three rocks before I fell in the water on that float down there. There's, man.
Ugh. Somebody said, amazing movie, Barry. Get cultured. God. What?
Yeah, Red on Twitter said, Falling Down, great movie.
No.
Michael Douglas is a pretty good actor, back in the day anyway.
People are wanting to know about this segment with AJ and his sex toys. No, I don't listen. I don't listen to this.
I caught it on the way home last night. Yeah, Beth was in from...
I got home at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm done.
Well, I got home and then I was running errands and I had the radio on. And I believe it started with... Beth talking about ways to sustain an erection, but at some point she brought in some goodies.
Okay.
Yeah, and some things occurred after that.
We also want to know who would win in a fight between Fowler and Granato. We'll have to... I know we got to go to break.
Granato, no question.
We'll have to... Ooh,
you think so?
No, we need to discuss this.
Fred.
We need to have this discussion after the break because I think you're wrong.
All right. Well, it's going to be Fight Club. It's Shoegate followed by Fight Club and then followed by Tim Legler at 2:15.
Spelling Bee.
And we've got a little spelling bee to go on. But remember, that's the only bee that Barry's not afraid of. So we'll get that into the mix as well. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All the soccer fun is normally reserved for our man Glenn Davis because soccer matters. And Glenn happens to be in the building today, so we're all privileged and more educated on the... What do they call it? What is the... The natural game or the soccer is
boring.
That, no question about it. Glenn will come in here and knock this door down too.
Glenn is, you know, of all the people at the station to be scared of to fight, I think Glenn would be number one on my list. Because he plays soccer, he's got cardio for days. Number one, so you're not going to tire him out. Number two, he's built like a brick crap house. Like, he's just all muscle.
Even yeah, after like a knee replacement. He had a knee replacement.
Whoa. He's got a bad knee?
Well, he had a knee replacement, but I don't think
now we got a weak link.
I'm not scared anymore.
Go for that
I'm
knee.
I'm not scared. One kick
one
to the
flying,
knee.
One flying kick. I knew you were going to say that.
One flying
kick. What do they call it? The purest game? There's some weird name for the fact that the people that are over-the-top soccer people, like across the world, it's like the natural game or the pure game. I don't know.
Oh, God.
But anyway, the Champions League final, Glenn actually came out of a studio and asked Trey who he's got in the Champions League final, and Trey broke it down for him.
Nice.
That's one of his passions besides NASCAR. So there's going to be a Champions League final viewing party, June the 3rd, noon to 6 p.m. Tickets available at warehouselive.com. Brian Ching is going to be the special guest of honor.
Nice.
General admission tickets are $15. English and Spanish broadcasts in the general admission rooms. And then there's a Heineken VIP Champions Lounge, but you got to pay more to get that. But what we're going to do, because we like to give you guys stuff, caller 10 is going to get two tickets to the Champions League final viewing party at Warehouse Live. Should be a fun event, especially if you're a soccer fan. Don't call if you're not. I mean, if you want to go, make sure you're going to use them. If you're a soccer fan or you will go, then be caller 10 right now, 713-780-3776. We'll take caller number 10. And anything else we need, Nick? We'll just need their name and address?
You nailed it. Nope.
Okay, cool.
The All intern right. will take care of everything else.
So we've got to talk about this Fred Fowler versus John Granato. Text, and El Jefe has made an ESPN fight card. It would be Raheel versus me. Granato versus Fred Fowler, Sean versus AJ, and Dale versus the producer Nick versus Jong in a three-way match. I don't know why he would do that. Now, why he doesn't have you fighting anyone, Joel, I don't know.
I see. He's got, now he retweeted another one. He's got me fighting Shock.
Oh, okay.
Nick fighting Tyler.
Okay.
And you fighting Barry Warner.
Oh, I will take that fight. I will take.
You don't want to take the Raheel fight. That's a mismatch.
No, I'll take the Raheel fight.
Your odds just went completely up.
Yeah,
I'll take the Raheel fight too.
You'll take it. Would you win?
I don't know, but I'm not scared of Raheel.
Well, we're not saying you're scared.
Well, I would take that fight. Like, I'll put my Muay Thai up against his.
Your Muay Thai?
Yeah, up against his.
I like that.
BJJ, because I can stuff a takedown. Not great.
At least you didn't say Barry's JJO.
No, but I do like you versus Shock. And I like Nick versus producer T. Scott. I like that. So then it would be Dale versus Jong. That's an interesting card.
I didn't see this other one. He had a
You weren't included on it.
Initially?
Yeah, you weren't included on it. That's why you didn't get it, because he did all the Twitter handles. And since he didn't put you on that card. So, yeah. That's,
Joe Trevino's got a grand on you, Nick.
Uh-oh. Now, the question was, Fred and Granato, who you got? Now, you guys immediately said Granato.
I did not.
I did.
I did not.
You immediately said Granato.
Yes. Okay. I said Fred.
Yeah. And you got to remember that Granato drinks a lot.
You got to remember Fred's had a stroke.
Yeah, but he also knows.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that is true.
Right,
but
there.
But how do you know they didn't go Bionic Man on his old ass and rebuilt him while he was then there?
I don't know.
They could have.
That's a good question.
They could have rebuilt him. Like, maybe that's what that whole scenario of him going and getting a colonoscopy, they were just putting in a fresh battery. You don't know what's going on in there.
He's working out again. He bikes.
Yeah, he's running marathons. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so what's the official pick? You guys don't want to go?
I went out before the break. I took Fred.
I'm
going Fred for two reasons. One, Granato,
the podcast.
Granato drinks a lot, ergo he's going to be dehydrated faster. And two, Fred knows Taekwondo. Not the most manliest of the fighting arts, but it's a fighting art nonetheless. And I'll take that over whatever knife fighting Granato learned in Chicago.
Fred knowing Taekwondo as opposed to Granato knowing that six Coors Lights after three holes of golf.
Yeah.
I'll take Fred.
All right. So when are we going to see this fight so we can find out who's right?
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be hilarious.
An ESPN Fight Club.
El Jefe says now the main event has been scratched and changed. It's now Barry Warner versus Juggalo Trey.
Barry Warner versus Father Time.
He's winning.
Oh, well, it ain't over so early in the fight. It ain't over yet. Oh, Lenny said soccer's called the beautiful game.
Yes, he did. And for the first time ever, so Lenny has God's actually green. Contributed in a way that I feel is positive, and he's absolutely right. The beautiful game.
Okay.
That is spot on. Everybody that is a huge soccer aficionado across the world calls it the beautiful game.
All right.
You were bringing up a beautiful mind when we were watching the spelling bee.
Yeah. Somebody said, David said, Ken Hoffman versus AJ Hoffman in a battle of the Hoffmans.
I've never seen Ken Hoffman, so I don't really.
I feel like Ken Hoffman would just start yelling for his mom.
Yeah, Ken Hoffman, I mean.
He's a weasel.
The AJ versus Sean Salisbury was more.
That's a good matchup. Yeah. That's a great matchup. And tempers will fly. They will flare and they will be flying. Salisbury's going to get red as a beet and he's going to go absolutely nuts. And AJ, I think, would still win.
You think AJ beats Salisbury?
I do.
It's a good matchup, but I think AJ has more refined
even after
skills.
My pillow polished. Has corrected his neck. I don't think Salisbury is going to hang with AJ.
He does have some points that you could take advantage of on his body. Back.
Yeah. I mean, you've heard knee, the commercials. You know neck. He's had some. The one of them says there was a day where he never woke up without pain and all these different areas and joints and all the surgeries he's had.
I feel like he would tap to a heel hook even if you didn't have it locked in. You just start to go for it, and he'd tap real quick like Sage Northcutt. He'd just be like, I'm out. It's like it wasn't even locked in yet. Yeah. But I don't want to limp anymore than I already do.
Were you a quick tapper when you were like if they had an arm, I'm like, no, you're not breaking my elbow.
You know what? I wasn't until I was rolling ahead of the tournament in Dallas, and I was rolling with a guy that was about 280, and I'm a white belt, so I'm still learning. And he's a purple belt. He's like a 3-stripe purple belt or something like that.
I would have tapped every.
And we're
seconds.
rolling, and he's got my arm in a key lock. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm not going to panic yet. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, now key lock. I'm going through the steps. I'm such a dork. I'm like, now what I want to do is I want to post. And then I hear pop, and I was like, oh my god, what was that? And then I'm just like, I screamed. I didn't tap. I just screamed like a girl. Oh my god. He was like, what happened? I was like, did you hear that pop? And apparently it was so loud that the whole gym stopped. Everyone was like, oh my god. And they all came over, and he was like, dude, are you okay? He just stood up. He didn't know what to do. And I didn't know what was wrong. I was like, uh-oh. And like, nothing was wrong with my elbow or my arm. It's just, I don't know what it was. Like, maybe a tendon kind of came around and then went back. But I was fine. It was sore. And this was 2 days before the tournament in Dallas. So now I'm freaking out. I couldn't roll the rest of the day. I had to ice it. And then it was like sore for a couple, 3 days, including the tournament. But when it happened, I freaked out. And I should have tapped. And so ever since then, you know, well, I stopped rolling a while back. But every time after that, oh, yeah, I was Mr.
Like
Quick
the submission's
tapper.
Like halfway in. You're like, tap.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to go for your neck. All right, I tap. Like, it didn't even go for it. He just said it, and I'm tapping. I was like, no, I'm not. Hey, that freaked me out. That was weird. And then I got submitted in the tournament in like 30 seconds. It was the most embarrassing. I won third out of four. I got a bronze medal, but there were only four people in no-gi. And what's sad is I lost my only no-gi match to the guy that won. That's why I got third. Because the other guy lost to the guy in second. So whoever lost to the higher of the guys, you got the medal. So I lost worse than he did, so I got third.
What was the name of the dude when you were in the it was like a comic?
Dick.
I was gonna
Dick
say
Dick Kendall.
Yeah. I was gonna say, was Dick in that tournament too?
No,
I
got a bronze medal. I've never been so ashamed of quote winning something in my whole life because I lost the match. I mean, it went the distance. I lost on points, so I didn't get submitted. I held my own, and he eventually won. But then the no-gi, there was a ton of people in that, and this is what I learned about fighting right away is if you go in intimidated, you're not going to win the fight. It doesn't matter who it is or what. Because this dude, when he stood across the mat from me, I was like, in my mind, I'm going, oh, bleep. He's going to pull my arm off and shove it up my ass. That's what's going to happen in this match. And
it's funny because you actually see that on the mat, Joel. Like, you'll see someone that looks like he knows he's going to get his ass
like
completely
the fear of God,
and
it's not the match even start.
Yeah, it's not even that he's bigger than you. He just, you can tell this dude knows what he's doing. Like, you know that there's, well, first of all, I contend there's no way he should have been a 4-stripe white belt. He was definitely
so
sandbagging.
Third out of four.
Yeah, he was on a loss, but he was no. This was in no gi. In gi, I didn't win anything. I lost right away to the dude that won, but I stood there. I was just like, oh, we're doing the handshake. I'm like, oh, his handshake is so strong. Like,
what's no-gi?
This is not going to work.
The gi, the white, there's, if you're not wearing the, you know, the typical karate gi or the
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's not a karate gi. Yeah. It looks like. It's
but
like
he recognized it when I used the word.
I thought we had 28,
like the pajamas.
28 day age no-gi the other night.
That's Wagyu.
Oh, Wagyu. Yeah. There you go. I know. That was...
But yeah, the gi is just like the it looks like a karate outfit. Like no gi is
like
when
the robe or whatever.
Yeah, no right. gi.
No gi is when they're not wearing it.
They'll wear just like you know board shorts and a dry fit top or something like that.
Or a sumo guard?
No, that's a rash that? Guard. You mean a rash guard?
Whatever that.
That's
is.
What it's called. Actually,
I
is a rash
call
guard.
It cameo or Gap no. Band lead singer from the videos back in the day.
But yeah, I lost in 30 seconds in my gi match. It was terrible. It was horrible. So. Anyways, guys, I want to take this time to tell you that, get your attention and tell you that if you're trying to sell your house and you need to do it fast, then you need to call my guys over at Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to buy it from it. They're going to make you a cash offer and they're going to take care of everything for you. So if you need to sell your house and you need to do it quickly, then you need to give them a call. And it doesn't matter if you have back taxes or delinquent HOA dues or divorce, you're going through a foreclosure, you've lost your job, doesn't matter. Give them a call, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork. Right out of the gate, all the way to the closing, it doesn't matter. You sit back and relax and let their team of professionals help you. They have attorneys, they have title companies, a whole in-house staff that's going to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. Find out what they can offer for you. Get a clear understanding of what situation, whatever situation you're in, whether it's a title issue or you just need to close quickly and get that cash and get out of there. They're ready to answer your questions, but first you got to call them. It's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your...